烦吗？
The meeting is started. Okay, let's have the meeting now. Like the first issue, like will be discussed by me, the financial manager, which is the parking issue. Because it's obvious that the company's car park is not large enough, and because the management, they have a special section of the car park reserved for them. And it's often half full, as a lot of managers are away from the office. So the employees, they're complaining, say they can't find a place to park, and the place to park is quite far from the company, and sometimes they have to pay for the parking. So the staff, they suggest that the whole car park should be available for all the employees. And they have to say first come first reserved, but the managers, they think they have the, they should have a place reserved for them. So what you guys think of that?
I think I disagree with the suggestion because all of the managers are more busy than the other employees. They need to use this car park. They need to drive to lots of places to do their business. So if the car park is available by other employees, that maybe reduce the efficient of their working. Yeah, this is my opinion. How about?
Personally speaking, I think the fact that some managers don't want to let their land to other employees as possible. But I think we also should respect the employees' opinions. We can just extend some car parking for most of the employees because numbers of employees occupy a large amount of percent in our companies. So I think the best way to solve this problem is just to extend our car parking, and we should provide of some positions for the employees. That's my opinion.
I don't think we have that much money to enlarge our car parking. It costs a lot. So we should figure out some better.
Maybe we can have some other welfare for the employees, and maybe for the company and our company can just rent an area and which near our company and give them space to park their cars. The thing is that it's maybe the idea.
Yeah, probably the best way just to reduce the reserve the parking area for the managers because things is all half full, and which we can make a section which can the employees can also allow to park, and they can have the rule of first come and first served. So I think let's move on to the next issue. What about human resources manager?
What we've got here is the situation is, this winter the weather has been very several weather. All it's snowing, very strong rain, and sometimes it has been difficult and dangerous to get to work. So some staff, have suggested that the company should allow the employees to stay at home on such days, but they should still have the payment. And the thing is, such a system need to be formalized, or should the unwritten rule be possible? Do anyone have some opinions?
Thank you. And I think although there's bad weather and outside, but the factory still needs workers to do something. I don't think the worker can get the money if they didn't do the work. But if the weather is very bad, we can just stay at home. I think there will be other transport near around our home. And I don't think if the weather is very bad, we can just stay at home and get salaries. Maybe we can just stay at home but no salaries because there's no work, no money.
At this point. all the stuff says they can stay at home and do everything on a computer.
We cannot do it with computer, like some manufacturing things. We cannot do it and just at home to do this kind of thing.
And I think the proposal about this problem, I think it's a good way to solve it, just not to solve the bad weather, because you can have imagine if you face some traffic congestion, I mean it's a traffic jam, and it's waste a long time to go to the company or corporation, and you
maybe
may...
we can just leave our home earlier than before. I don't think there's any other... The bad weather is now the doomsday. I don't think we can just stop.
Yes, it's necessary, but I think, you know... if some bad weather is just coming very urgent and you cannot just hear from the broadcast, so if you face some problems, these problems, what you can do? So I think just you work at home and it is very possible for our employees, and it's also very efficient for them, because if you just stay at home, you can have free time. But if you just work, and you will pay much attention. Less.
I don't agree with it. We can just discuss it later on, and maybe our.
I think the problem is very tricky. So how about considering the weather, and most of the time we exist workers or staffs to go back home, to go back to the factory or go back to the office and still continue to work, but they still can have some space. They still can have some spaces if they really have trouble. So they have to announce them.
Okay.
Is it okay? So yeah, let's talk about.
Yeah, I will talk. So move on to the some of.
Okay, next I just introduce some background about smoking in our companies. Beginning, I just talk about some background of it. The company banned smoking from all offices 1 year ago, and the smokers are not go out of the building to smoke. And these smokers go to the front entrance. They often need several minutes to get there, and then the same to return to their office. Should smoking be banned around the building as well? And I think another is we can providing smoking areas in the company will be expensive and go against the policy introduced 1 year ago. So I just want to mention that I think it's necessary for the managers to ban the smoking in all or in our corporation, and I think it's just not waste time of smoking, because you know some office is just like a smoking addiction, and they were just smoking in per day just for 16 or 20 cigarettes. So it's, I calculate that it's just waste.
This was killing us.
And I think it's just waste 2 hours just on smoking. So it's just, if you just spend 2 hours on your working, I think you can do a lot of things. So I think you can show other people's ideas.
Yeah, I quite agree with that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I quite agree with you.
I think it's unfair to each of the staff. You said the smokers not go out of the building to smoke. I think it's their personal right. So, but they go out for smoking as well, delay their working time. So I think the best way is to build a smoking room.
Mm-hmm.
don't be too expensive for smoking, built smoking area. So
just spend it. But I think maybe building a smoking area is maybe can save the time and also can make our factory look more considering our human rights.
But it's expensive.
We cannot just ban the
smoking room because the law told us.
The smoking area, not the smoking room. I don't know.
No smoking area in the whole country.
We need the smoking area because even in the train, we got the small area.
No smoking area. No, it's too expensive to build the smoking area, and it's not necessary. Let's just ban the smoking. Just ban the smoking thing. That's best for company and it's best for our staff's healthy too. So for all goods, just ban it. Let's move on to the production manager, racial abuse.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. There's lots of complaints these days. And we know our factory force is composed of different racial and geographic workers. And recently, I've got lots of complaints from a few workers of racial abuse from one of their factory foremen. And I've just investigated this complaint. And some of the workers said they have been called the names, but the foreman denies it. And I think this kind of phenomenon can appear in the foreman because our workers is full of different racial and different nations, and so I think I need to go and ask some of our workers to improve this phenomenon if this foreman really is a racist and do some abuse on these workers. How do you think? Do you think I need to get some statistics and researchers?
Do you have some ideas? I think this problem is not small problems because I'm very serious. Because just related to some employees background like the rape. And I think it's the bad way to solve this problem, because they all complain about one of the
four men.
So I think if we cannot solve this problem, maybe the employees and some workers can just propose this problem to the trade union and ask them to solve. But if this problem just sent to the trade unions, it's bad influence for our companies. So I think we can just invite these four men.
Yeah, we need to get a research from our workers. So maybe the workers will get some human rights from our solutions. So when we talk about workers, let's maybe talk about some of the celebrations parties. As we know, the company always hold a New Year party for the children of old employees. We need to prepare present entertainment and a big lunch for the children and the parents. It will cost a lot of money. It's quite expensive. So I suggest that the money spent on the party could be given to the local orphanage where the children have very little, because our company cannot afford to do both. How do you think?
Yes, there's a serious problem for this year's top years. Our company cannot afford to do both. As we know, influenced by the financial crisis, our company just suffered a lot, and lots of money has lost than before. And I think your proposal is quite good, but I have another opinion. If we can also just send some gift to the children and their parents, but not just hold the expensive, the big lunch or entertainment. That's better to think so. It's just to send the gift, not hold the parties, like to provide this big lunch and entertainment.
But the party is the tradition, right? Everybody were very exciting about this. So I think the best way the better have a vote in within the staff.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, so everybody
wishes to have a party. Yeah.
Yeah, they can give their own opinion, so we can see the presentation.
Yes, and we can say at the end of this year we got lots of complaints and problems. So maybe we can just need to analyze some of our problems and we can discuss this problem and how to solve it, because some like the parking problem, like the smoking problem and the racial problem is very tricky and hard to solve it. So our dream is to finish to solve this problem at the end of this year. So
I can understand your meanings, you mean because this year we just suffer a lot and we face all problems, and so it's a good chance to celebrate, to get together and to discuss and also to exchange our ideas about these things. So you think it's necessary for us to hold the New Year party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also I think New Year party is a good way to compliment our good workers, and we can announce some of the good workers and give us some of the problems and some of the disadvantages in this year. I think the party is important, but maybe we can save some money. We won't waste this too much money. We can just bring one dishes from each person's each workers or managers can bring one dishes from their home, and we can have a little bit. We can have a smaller party than last year's. But I think the party still need to hold. For finishing this year, and also maybe you have some good suggestion for the smoking things.
Yes, so everything we discussed, let's make the final decision to say how it is. Like first, how about the parking thing? What's our final decision of the parking? I think final decision parking is we reduced the reserved area for the management, and also we left some area for the employee. For the employee who can have the first come first serve, the basis to have some places for parking. And what's the bad weather? What's the final decision of bad weather?
The bad weather is we should consider in this situation if it's really bad or not. So people who want to stay at home must give formal announcement to our office. So,
it will depend all
the time. People have to work. That's the final decision.
Depend on whether they can get the work done.
Yeah.
And so smoking.
The smoking thing is, after just listening to your voice, I think it's not impossible for
everybody to get smoking.
Yeah. But I have another suggestion. We can just allow our office smoking in the break hours. It's like the lunch time and the coffee time, but it's just outside the company's buildings. And But in the office times, they cannot allow to smoke anything. Anything.
Yeah.
Which is bad, yeah.
By the way, about the New Year's party,
I think we can invite the children from the local orphanage and our employees to celebrate the New Year's together. How do you think?
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
And I just move on to this kind of hard problem here, because the race is the problem of racial, the racial discrimination is always happens in our country, and so because our company is a big company, and maybe we got lots of problems here. And about this racial problem, I will send some persons to do some research and give me the results. So how is this foreman treated to the workers? If he really do these racial things, I will punish him. I will warn him to not do it again and give him some punishment. I think it's a good way to stop this racial discrimination. And also, I think we all got the solutions here, right?
Yeah.
And maybe we need to write a report and to solve the problem. You can have some plans and solutions. And I want to meet you guys next Wednesday and give me a report to how to solve. To give me some of the written texts to how to solve this problem. So shall I have a meeting next Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and bring one report of this today's solution.
Okay.
And is there any other things we want to talk about?
I think it's not necessary because we all have common agreement of this meeting, and every problem has been, I think, solved to some extent. So I think this meeting is very good.
So let's wish the last moment of this. The party, our party, New Year party, and I will see you guys on Wednesday, right? Okay,
see you.